Hello and welcome to another episode of LOAD, Life Over Anxiety-Driven Distractions. I'm your host, Sabrina Heidrick. I really hope you're having a great day today and that you remembered to invite God into it. So today I'd like to talk to you about establishing healthy connections while fulfilling your basic need for acceptance. So all of our lives, we desire and wait to be accepted by others in some form or fashion. In grade school, we want to be accepted by peers and liked by teachers. After high school, some of us hope to be accepted by a prestigious college and then chosen for that dream job after college graduation. And later in life, most of us hope to be chosen by and hope to choose that special someone that will eventually become our lifelong spouse. Maybe even at this moment, your desire is to be a part of a group of like-minded individuals who share your interests and your ambitions. Or maybe you're trying to pursue a more intimate connection, such as establishing a really good friendship or connecting with someone romantically. Either way, your energy yearns to connect with other people's energy. This is a natural and normal part of being a human, so it's perfectly okay to have these feelings. But before we begin to establish connections with others, it's absolutely vital that we know and remember that our first and most important connection is the one that we establish with God. We are first chosen by Him. So in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our financial standing, and regardless of our popularity or lack of popularity, He still chooses us. So, to be chosen by God is to actually be loved by Him unconditionally. It's a beautiful thing because we don't have to worry about putting on a performance to be accepted by Him. Let's travel to the book of Genesis really quick. Now, can you imagine Adam in the Garden of Eden putting on airs and trying his best to impress God with his actions and words in order to have God bless him with a helpmate? Sounds absurd, right? Of course it does, because God already knew what Adam needed. So, what actually happened is recorded in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The scripture says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him.'" And of course, we know the rest of the story. God blessed Adam with his companion Eve. Now, before we move on, I'd like to point out the last part of this verse where God says, "I will make a helper fit for him." That key word, fit, is significant, and it demonstrates how wise God is to connect us with someone or with those we are compatible with. Other verse translations use words like suitable, complementary, and just right, but they all mean the same thing, which is creating a perfect connection. If we first honor the relationship that we have with God, we'll soon discover that our part in this relationship that we have with Him is to simply trust and rely on His wisdom, especially when it comes to building relationships with our fellow human beings. We were created to connect with others. It's part of our nature. But sadly, our basic need to connect is sometimes looked at as a weakness, and it's often taken advantage of by those who have an exaggerated or an altered sense of value when it comes to sharing and collaborating with others. And aside from serving as an ego booster for some people, the basic need for acceptance can also be manipulated by those who are just plain greedy and seek to have some sort of monetary gain for financial status. Even popularity can play a huge role in the world of acceptance and establishing connections. Let's take, for example, if you don't make enough money or if you're not socially favored, you may not be accepted into that reputable organization or that private group of well-respected individuals. Our desire to be accepted by those who operate in such a condensed cloud of self-importance and self-centeredness can actually provoke us to betray our true identity and even belittle our own significance just to appease those type of people. When we allow this to happen, our actions become no better than those who are walking in that egocentric manner, because now the goals are similar, in which both parties, the acceptor, which is them, and the acceptee, which is you, are now trying to establish status rather than building a true, genuine connection between positive energies. Now, am I saying that you shouldn't put your best foot forward when interacting with others? Absolutely not. I believe it's wise to make a favorable impression. What I'm trying to express here is that acceptance or the need to connect with others shouldn't always have to be in a tug of war with other people's egos or their desire for monetary gain or for any other self-righteous, self-centered reason. If you find that you have to put on airs or go above and beyond just to fit in, maybe it's not the perfect fit after all. Maybe you need to ask yourself the following questions. 1. Am I trying to prove to others that I'm worthy enough to be a part of their lives or their established community? 2. Does the connection process feel organic to me, or is it forced? 3. Do I truly feel wanted, desired, or needed by the one or by those who I'm trying to connect with? 4. What is my real reason for wanting to build a connection with this person or this established community? And 5. Am I suffering from severe loneliness, which may cloud my judgment or blind my discernment? Now, of course, this isn't a complete list of questions that you should ask yourself before trying to establish your relationships, but it is a really good starting point. And if you can answer these questions positively, your basic need for acceptance and human connection just may have a chance to be fulfilled genuinely. And if you can't answer these questions positively, maybe you need to reevaluate your reasons for wanting to create this connection. If other reasons do exist, such as trying to build a business collaboration or something similar, that's totally fine. Just as long as both parties are on the same page and everyone is walking into whatever type of agreement you're trying to establish with eyes wide open. This is extremely important, and it could save you from a lot of disappointment and wasted time. Scripture tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, that we should do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than ourselves. So, while trying to establish healthy connections, while fulfilling your basic need for acceptance, we should definitely keep this scripture in mind. Well, family, that concludes today's talk. I want to thank you again for joining me for another episode of LOAD, Life Over Anxiety-Driven Distractions. Be sure to visit us online at load.org. And remember, your own life load doesn't always have to be so heavy. So let's make plans to meet here again on the lighter side of living. Take care.